This is your Classical Break, your daily dose of classical music. I'm Tyler Alderson, and today we're going to be listening to two piano pieces by Cécile Chaminade. Now, I'm a little surprised myself, but Chaminade is actually the first female composer that I've featured on this podcast. And there have been a few prominent female composers throughout the years, but it is much harder to find good recordings of their music, especially ones from before the 20th century. They're just not as popular as most of their male counterparts. And a few things factor into this, but Chaminade's father probably summed up the prevailing attitude best. He said, quote, "Bourgeois girls are predestined to become wives and mothers." We can see this very clearly in the biographies of famous male composers. Mendelssohn and Mozart both had very musically talented sisters. Clara Schumann was a composer in her own right, as well as supporting her husband, Robert Schumann, and a young Johannes Brahms. Vivaldi taught a whole school of girls, and some of his students gained recognition as composers. But it just wasn't a career that women were supposed to follow. The wife and mother route was the proper way to go, and even when you had female musicians and composers who gained some prominence, like Clara Schumann or Fanny Mendelssohn, they were still pushed towards certain other avenues. Which is ironic, considering that The Perfect Wife was supposed to be musical. In the time before recorded music was widespread, to hear music meant that you had to be within earshot of a musician. And for middle and upper class women, playing the piano or singing well would have made them quite desirable as wives. You can read it in personal ads, men looking for a songbird, or in some of the ladies' home journals. Chaminade actually wrote some essays that were published in them talking about piano technique. When you look through the students of guys like Mozart and Beethoven, so many of them were women, but yet you don't hear much about most of them after a certain point, presumably when they got married and started having kids. Chaminade didn't follow her dad's advice, and her mother helped her go to private piano lessons where she excelled, and she started giving recitals and concerts around Paris and then around France. She quickly rose to fame, and by the age of 30, when her father died, she was able to support herself and her mother through her composing and performing. She focused particularly on solo piano and chamber works, and many of her pieces were popular among those bourgeois women who had learned to play the piano. The first piece we'll listen to is titled The Fauns, not the guy from Happy Days, but like Pan from Greek mythology. It features two themes, which seem to represent two fauns, one lower and more lyrical, and another one flitting around in the higher registers. And they go back and forth. They don't really overlap. It's more of a conversation where the higher registered one gets the final say. Here's Takashi Sato with Chaminade's The Fauns.
Thank you.
You can hear Chaminade's ear for a good tune in that one, as well as some of her influences that she would have heard around Paris when she was younger. Georges Bizet was actually a friend of the family, and he was one of the many people who was encouraging her to continue with music. Now, Chaminade's rise to fame came at a very important time for women's rights in general, the end of the 19th and into the 20th century. The suffragettes were gaining steam, and women gained the right to vote in many European countries in the first few decades of the 20th century. Chaminade herself said, quote, "Women have not been considered a working force in the world, and the work that their sex and conditions impose upon them has not been so adjusted as to give them a little fuller scope for the development of their best self." She realized that she was one of the lucky few who had been able to rise above others' expectations for her, and even then, she faced a lot of criticism. One of the more popular charges against her is that her music isn't serious enough, and her piano music in particular has been dismissed as salon music, just mass-produced music for amateurs. But this next piece is a great example of the way that she mixed her ear for tunes with some complex pieces. You'd need to be a bit more than an amateur to be playing this one. Takashi Sato again with Chaminade's Autumn.
Thank you.
that music is one of the reasons it's so hard to talk about Chaminade as a woman composer. You feel like you're qualifying it or something. And she was a spectacular composer, regardless of her gender, but the societal pressures that she was facing makes it even more amazing that she was able to make a career and make such wonderful music. Thanks to Takashi Sato for putting that up on museopen.org, and thank you for listening. If you have the chance, please rate and review this podcast wherever it is that you're getting it. I'm Tyler Alderson, and next week for your classical break, we'll be listening to some Schubert. We'll also celebrate July 4th with a few Sousa marches, and we'll start things off on Monday with Leos Janáček's birthday. We'll be listening to his Youth. I'll see you then.